Good morning. I greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning I'm going to read a verse in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Paul says this, says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." Paul here in verse 1 is saying that sometimes it may seem like I'm writing the same things to you. He says, but it's not grievous. He says, for you it is safe. Sometimes, you know, we think we go to church and a lot of times we hear the same things over and over. Or maybe we have parents, maybe you're a young person, you have parents telling you the same things over and over. Well, Paul here says, it's not grievous, but for you it is safe. And the reason why, I think, is in verse 2. He says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. You know, the enemy is ruthless. He doesn't care. He was out to kill, steal, and destroy your life and my life. And so Paul says we need a continually a constant reminder of the truth, of the things that are safe, that we are reminded so we can discern. And that's how we can make disciples. We continually teach the same things over and over from the Word of God and teach it to our children and teach it in our churches. And you see a lot of people just making changes contrary to the Word of God. And it's because they get tired of reading the same things, not realizing it's a safe place to be in the Lord Jesus Christ and obedience to His Word. And verse 3 says, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." You know, the problem is a lot of people get some confidence in their flesh and they start going their own way and they get off course. And that's why Paul says, it is safe for me to write to you the same thing. So this morning, I want to encourage you. Maybe you think in your mind that you're hearing some of the same things over and over from the people that are closest to you. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your ministers. But take heed to it. It is safe for you, as Paul said. Don't look at it as grievous, but it's a safe thing. Don't take confidence in your flesh, but listen to God and His Word and you will be blessed. Thank you for listening, and we'll close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bow our hearts here before you, and thank you again that your word is true, and it's safe to hear the same things over. And I bless you for that, Lord, and I just pray that you would take these few words and make them an inspiration to those who listen in this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.